From the alley-oops at Keysar to the glory days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick. It's always the 49ers way, from off-season to game day. Yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback Podcast time. Welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about a position battle that is going to be fun to watch. Jason Verrett versus Emmanuel Mosley. Now, Verrett's coming off the ACL. Emmanuel Mosley held down the job last year. But everyone believes that when healthy, Jason Verrett is one of the best that can possibly do it on this entire team.
Agreed. And that's why this conversation is so intriguing. So make sure you hit the like button. Subscribe right now if you have not already. Hit that notification bell. And after you've done all of those things, don't just sit back and listen. Also, comment down below right now and let us know which gentleman you would prefer as DB, CB, whichever designation you want to provide them to, and because cornerback one is going to be Charvarius Ward.
Yeah, I don't think there's any questions about what Charvarius Ward is adding to the team, and the fact that the 49ers paid him so much money definitely puts him as cornerback one. But the questions about cornerback two have been something that has been pressing this team the entire year, because the belief was that Emmanuel Mosley was as guy. He spent most of last year as cornerback one because of the injury to Jason Verrett in week one against Detroit. But he did a really good job. And I mean, he's one of those guys that's playing at a high level. But when they bring back Jason Verrett, you automatically start thinking that Jason Verrett's a guy with not just Pro Bowl potential, but all pro potential. So if he's healthy, he's one of those guys that's going to be difficult to defeat. So Emmanuel Mosley didn't give up a single touchdown, played his butt off, Alex, during the 2021 season. But here's Jason Verrett to go take that spot. And both these guys are interesting because they're also both so versatile. Could the loser of this actually end up on the nickel? This is the conversation I want to have. These two guys against each other, the best will play on the outside. They're not going to take a guy and be like, oh, you know, he's better on the outside, but we're going to move him on the inside. No, the best player will be on the outside. The other guy will potentially play in the nickel, but who's going to win this outside battle?
That is the question. That is the million-dollar question, and that's the tough one, because the reality is, for me, is if Jason Verrett's healthy, it's Verrett. Verrett wins on the outside. He was cornerback one when the two of them were paired up together. He was the guy that they had locking down one side of the field that they were 100% confident with. And Emmanuel Mosley's the guy that you like. You like a lot of the things he does, but there's just concerns. Now, last year, put a lot of those concerns to bed, Ant, because he didn't give up a single touchdown all season in all of the 2021 campaign. So Emmanuel Mosley is shown to be a very viable starting cornerback, and can be one of the best cornerbacks in your room. The problem is a healthy Jason Verrett isn't just one of the best cornerbacks in your room. He's potentially one of the best cornerbacks in all of football. But the big thing there is that when healthy, he hasn't done that. So because of that, I have to put money on the fact that the Niners are betting on this too, and they would rather have Jason Verrett out in the field sometimes than risk having Jason Verrett out there full time. And so Emmanuel Mosley is going to get the best run and best chance at being cornerback two opposite of Charvarius Ward.
Yeah, this competition is going to be an absolute battle, and these guys are going to be put against, you know, some of the better wide receivers that can do a bunch of different things in camp. Debo Samuel, Brand Nuke, Jawan Jennings, they're going to push these guys to another limit, and we're going to find out where Jason Verrett is at health-wise as soon as he has to line up with Danny Gray, because Danny Gray is going to be able to take the top off and really quick. And Jason Verrett coming back, you know, in 2019, that was the issue. Verrett couldn't, you know, turn, flip his hips, and run with these wide receivers. They were burning him, and he was coming back from that ACL. I think that when it comes down to it, if Verrett is healthy, I think you're right. He's the better of the two cornerbacks. He's more talented. He's got more intuition. He understands what the offense is trying to do better. He just is a better football player. But Emmanuel Mosley might be the answer if you're right, and Jason Verrett needs to play less. The other thing to take into account is I think Jason Verrett would be the better nickel corner of the two.
That's crazy.
It is, but his the way he's able to move, the way he can get in and out of his breaks and really press on these receivers, I think he's just more versatile. So this is one of those matchups I'm interested in. And all the while, we're not even talking about a guy who played a lot of snaps last year in Omri Thomas. So I wonder, Alex, and I'm going to throw this at you, with this competition between Verrett and Emmanuel Mosley, how much of this is going to be an outright winner, somebody starting, the others playing 70%, and how much is going to be these guys? One of them is a starter, but these guys kind of blend some of the times that they play, and maybe both of them play like 80% of the time.
I think that is the more likely scenario of everything that has been pitched with these two gentlemen, one being set on the outside full-time, one being set in the nickel full-time. you may just have games where a team has speed. They just have speed at the wide receiver position, top to bottom. And you may be sitting there, if you're Kyle Shanahan and D'Amico Ryan's going, hey, you know what? This is Brett's game. Brett's healthy. He can keep up with these guys. We got him and Ward on the outside there. We'll throw Mosley in the slot. But you know what? Maybe we just, if they got two wide, speedy wide receivers split out, it's Mosley and it's, not Mosley, excuse me, it's Verrett and it's Ward. Like, you two are out there, you're handling the speed guys, and we'll sprinkle in Mosley where we need him to, and he can play in the slot, and the other two can follow a guy around if need be. You may also have situations where you got more physical wide receivers, and you know what? I love Jason Verrett, and I think he plays physical, but Emmanuel Mosley has shown, Ant, throughout his time in San Francisco, he has some of his best games playing against physical wideouts.
He does. I think you're right. I think both these guys are physical. And the one thing that they bring is they're both good tacklers.
Yes.
That was an area where sometimes the 49ers had some struggles last year. But Traverius Ward, really good tackler. Both of these guys, really good tacklers. Having those three guys together, you know, could be a dynamite cornerback room. Not only can they cover, but they can also bring it to you and tackle. They're all very smart. They're all very seasoned. They understand what offenses they're trying to do. To me, it's the makings of a really good group. But first, you have to figure out who's going to, you know, start opposite of Traverius Ward out of these two. I think we both believe right now, as far as skill set wise, Jason Verrett makes the most sense. But finding a role in which both of them play could be the best scenario for the 49ers. The only other question I would have is, will Jason Verrett actually be ready when we go into training camp? Could this be one of those things where they start him on the PUP list, let him start that way, and eventually come back once he's fully healthy, and maybe Mosley's the guy on the outside initially, and then they ease Jason Verrett into the nickel cornerback spot? It could be something that they do, and it's something to monitor as we get closer, because we know we haven't seen Jason Verrett really do anything football-wise since he got hurt in Detroit.
Look, I think that would be the smartest play also, because if you trusted Ambry Thomas enough last year at the end of the year to roll with Ambry Thomas and not make another decision, go a different way, you know, turn to Dante Johnson, like, you didn't do those things. So you trust him enough then, why not trust him now? Why not let him go into camp and battle here early and see what he's got while you let Jason Verrett rest and get 100% healthy? Maybe you feel like that is, a good option or the best option for the 49ers. Maybe they feel that way, knowing that once Verrett is good to go, that, hey, we have that and we can make the tough decision down. That's the future 49ers problem. That's not our problem right now. Let's keep Verrett healthy. Let's give him time to recoup and recover. And let's see what the young guys got, because maybe that is something they feel Ambry is closer than maybe they initially anticipated or expected. So that'll be something to keep an eye on too. But again, that's all going to come down to Verrett's health. If Verrett's healthy, like healthy, 100% come training camp, there's not going to be a PUP list. I don't think they're going to risk that. They're just going to put the best players out there and let the chips fall where they may.
I agree. If he's healthy, you're rolling with him. You're letting him go out there and compete. Is there any chance that Ambry Thomas throws himself into the mix and is able to possibly start over either one of these guys?
My head says no, because I saw Ambry last year. I know what Jason Verrett is. I know what Emmanuel Mosley is. He isn't either of those. He's not close. And there's nothing wrong with that, Ambry Thomas. It's okay that you're not Jason Verrett and Emmanuel Mosley. I didn't expect you to. This gentleman here didn't expect you to. Not many fans expect you to be that. You were supposed to have time. So I'm fine with him having time. If Jason Verrett isn't healthy, then 100% yes, Ambry Thomas is going to have a chance to go compete, and he needs to. So again, my mind says no, my heart says yes. I want Ambry Thomas to shock the world. If Ambry Thomas comes in and takes over a spot from Emmanuel Mosley and Jason Verrett, Ant, we got ourselves one hell of a corner in 2022, and one hell of a corner combination between him and Charvarius Ward.
Yeah, if he does take over one of these spots, this secondary just took another jump.
PFF, take your 16th rank and suck it.
Oh, they can already take it and suck it with the fact that they had these guys already on the field together with Charvarius Ward and sold him 16th. You know what you can do with your matrix. I'll let you know at another time. But I think
does it rhyme with Bucklick?
Yeah, you can definitely turn it sideways and shine it up real nice. Okay, yeah, everyone knows how it goes.
But I needed me a Steve Weiser.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Jason Verrett and Emmanuel Mosley on the field with Traverius Ward is a good situation for the 49ers. And having Ambry Thomas as the fourth man, that gives the 49ers four really good outside corners, with Verrett and Mosley having the ability to play on the inside as well, which means they could keep one nickel if they wanted, or they could keep two outside guys with versatility, like a Samuel Womack, who they've already mentioned can play on the outside. You know, D'Amore Lenore, who they've fooled around with playing on the outside. Of course, Dante Johnson, you know, the guy that can play everywhere, pretty much, you know, nickel, outside, not as great on the outside, but he can do it. And then also he can play safety. So I think they got a lot of potential versatility here. And I didn't even mention Tariq Castro-Fields, who could be somebody exciting to watch, or my guy Quantrez Knight. Don't be ignoring my guy from UCLA. He's going to bring some heat to this competition as well. But it's a fun cornerback room. But these three guys on top, I think, separate themselves from everyone else. As long as Verrett is healthy, this 49ers secondary is going to be fantastic.
Agreed with you there. But Cutback Crew, let us know what you think down below in the comments section right now. Jason Verrett, Emmanuel Mosley, do you have a specific one that you're leaning or favoring? Or are we just dead wrong? These two are not competing. They're all trying to chase Ambry Thomas, and we just don't have it figured out. Let us know in the comment section down below right now. And then while you're down there, don't forget to like and subscribe if you haven't already. And join us over on Patreon for additional content, because you and Horse went slightly offsides with the O-line a little bit. Who knows? Maybe there'll be some more slightly offsides topics about other positions, including maybe this one.
Yeah, there's going to be some more slightly offsides coming your way. And be on the lookout for that if you're a patron or channel member. Fridays is when Slightly Offsides is going to go live. Not actually recording it live. We are going to do some live shows here and there, but be on the lookout for that. It's going to be some good content. Always interesting when we get the Horst in the studio to do a recording.
That's right.
Never know which way it's going to go. It could go from dynamite analysis
to
Mexican pizzas.
It could, but we all know it's going to go a little bit offsides.
It definitely goes offsides. After the episodes, a lot of times, just look at me, was that much? Too much? So that's why it's behind the paywall, people.
It's fine. It's safe behind the paywall, right? Where it can't be demonetized and YouTube get mad at us for things because it's behind the paywall.
Yeah.
No adverts, no advertisements. You're welcome, YouTube. We're doing you a favor. You're welcome. That keeps our ad rating on YouTube good as well. And they appreciate that from us.
We're trying, you know. We do our best.
We do the best we can.
Yeah.
We do the best we can here. Look, TCC, this was a lot of fun. We look forward to talking with you about this as well. And until the next one and the next time, stay safe.
Remember, the right way
is always the 49ers way.